Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Even though spring is not here yet, there are some early birds starting to show off. The heralds of spring are often thought to be flower bulbs, but some other plants might be getting a head start too. Late winter in Kansas, around the start of March, is a time for plants to start growing. Some of them may be flowers, like crocus or snowdrop, maybe an early narcissus, but it's still a little early for the full floral fury of spring. Crocus is the genus for that short, often single-stemmed flower that comes in white and/or purple. It's definitely one of the earliest flowers, along with the aptly named snowdrops. Crocus sativum is a specific species of autumn-flowering crocus that produces saffron, but not to be mistaken with the other flowers called autumn crocuses. Narcissus, as mentioned earlier, is the genus for what most people would call daffodils, or jonquils, or paperwhites. Narcissus is the scientific name, and daffodil is the common name, but specific species or forms might be called paperwhites, or they might be called jonquils. There are actually 13 different divisions to classify daffodils, based on their cup, petals, and the number of flowers per stem. It isn't just bulbs that are growing. Trees are budding, grass is greening up, and weeds are already racing to get established. Many trees and shrubs flush out early flowers, including elms, maples, and magnolias. These trees are more subtle, often going unnoticed until spent flowers fall on cars or concrete. However, magnolias are a floral display. The shrub forsythia is known for its brilliant yellow color, while flowering quince will range from white to pink to red blooms. These plants will bear their flower buds in the fall or summer of the previous year, so pruning should only happen right before blooming, unless the flowers are not very important to you. Another woody species that is putting on flower-like growth right now is actually the eastern red cedar and other junipers. Conifer literally means cone-bearing, as opposed to flower-bearing, but our native evergreen is putting on pollen cones, turning the canopy a rusty brown. Below the tree canopy, but above the bulbs, there is still more late winter and early spring growth happening. Less desirable is the upstart weeds that are trying to take advantage of still dormant grasses. This is most noticeable in warm season lawns where yellow grass is interrupted with spots of green. Common culprits are going to be henbit, dandelions, and chickweed. Whether it is officially spring or not, some plants have already gotten a head start. Make sure to appreciate the early flowers and stay on top of early weeds. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.